Hello and welcome to this service of the word coming to you from St. Martin's Church, North Nibley, on this, the fifth Sunday after Easter. Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy and peace be with you and also with you. We worship with Christians near and far, living and departed, old and young. God's word is for all of us, and may it be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path on our journey. And if you would like to have something to focus on, maybe light a candle or open a Bible next to it or something along those lines, some people find it helpful. And we prepare to come before God, our Creator. Lord, speak to us that we may hear your word. Move among us that we may behold your glory and receive our prayers that we may learn to trust you. Amen. The collect for today. O Lord, from whom all good things do come, grant to us, thy humble servants, that by your holy inspiration we may think those things that are good, and by thy merciful guiding may perform the same. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our first reading today is from Acts, and I do like this time of year in the liturgical year because Acts is very exciting and there's something happening all the time, and the disciples, you know, were having difficulty keeping up with events, and I know how they feel this last couple of weeks. So the first reading is from Acts chapter 7, starting at 55. And it's Stephen. Saint Stephen. You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one. And now, you've betrayed and murdered him. You who have received the law that was given through angels but have not obeyed it. When the members of the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and they gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this, they covered their ears and, yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him and dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Jesus prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said that, he fell asleep. Here endeth the lesson. And the gospel reading comes from John 14. So, Alleluia, Alleluia. I am the first and the last, says the Lord, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. So, hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Saint John. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms, and if that were not so, Would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. This is the word of God. Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This gospel is probably one of the most frequently heard gospels at funerals, especially if you come to my funerals, it is. And it's exactly what we need to hear when we're living in troubling times, when we've lost our way and when we're not sure that the whole thing will hold together, and it feels like life and the world are collapsing in on us and the world in general. And who doesn't know what that's like? It's what Thomas and the others are experiencing. It's the night of Judas's betrayal of Jesus, Peter's denial, the other disciples unable to simply stay awake with Jesus. It's the night of Jesus's arrest. Jesus isn't exactly looking forward to what comes next. But what is he doing? He's comforting his disciples, not thinking about himself. And he's telling them, don't let your hearts be troubled. He knows that his disciples will be devastated by his death, of course. But he also knows that they will move onward and upward, rising from the ruins like Phoenix rose from the ashes. If only they believe what he's telling them. There is enough space and place for everyone in my Father's house. There are many dwelling places. If we were to really take that to heart in our lives, we would be opening doors and making space and place wherever we go to whomever we see. This gospel isn't for when we die. This gospel is for now. The world is in absolute chaos, man-made human misery in proportions that probably have never been seen the like of before. And the heart of every Christian surely must be troubled by the constant barrage of horror stories in the daily news. And we should, as Christians, be wanting to help. But we ourselves need God's help. That's what's on offer here in this reading. In these heart-troubling times, we want to know that there is a place for us in the Father's house, a shelter from the storms of life. We want to know that we belong, that we matter, and we are included in God's care of the world. We want to know that there is a way forward, even when we do not know the way. I suspect we all now know what that's like. Many of us, however, have been told or come to believe that we must create a place for ourselves in this life and world rather than the next. If we don't create a place for ourselves in this world, nobody else will do it for us. We're on our own. That's a big thing I realised when I left the armed forces, was that nobody now is going to do anything for you. You've got to do it all yourself. We have been convinced that space is limited, and so we work to create a place for ourselves more than others, more than for others. We strive to make our place through comparison and competition, struggles for power and control, agendas, reputations and accomplishments. That's how we make a place for us in life. Accomplish things, leave legacies. Place making for us is often grounded in our fear and defensiveness. Today's gospel calls all of that into question. There are two signs you will never see on the door of the Father's house. Firstly, is reservations required, and secondly, is no vacancy. There is enough space and a place for everyone. In this case, unlike the man who needs to take the boulder out of his own eye before he gets the splinter out of his brother's, we don't need to look to our own and get our own accommodation in God's mansion before showing others the way. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If we were really to take that to heart, we would be opening doors and making space and place wherever we go, to whomever we see. Isn't that what Jesus did? Amen. We say together the creed, so let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And we come now to our time of prayer, and we begin by praying for ourselves, because until we're right, set right with God, we can't expect to ask God to help us with other things. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us. Let us therefore rejoice by putting away all malice and evil and confessing our sins with a sincere and true heart. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore to us the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive you your sins and make you holy to serve him in the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now we pray for the world. Risen and reigning Lord, assure our troubled hearts that you've gone to prepare a place for us, so that where you are, we may be also. You alone are the way, the truth, and the life, by whom the Father comes to us, so that through you we have seen him and know him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen and reigning Lord, how often are we like Thomas, questioning your Son Jesus while sinking, we're on our own to work things out. Help us to listen to your promises, to receive your assurances. Help us to let you remove troubles from our hearts, and may we always remember your constant presence with us. We pray for our benefice team, both the lay and the ordained, and all those who strive to proclaim the good news of the gospel within our communities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen and reigning, Lord, we pray for those people of the world featured in the news, the victims of accident, war, disease, violence, greed, and natural disasters. We pray for hope and we pray for peace in Ukraine, the Middle East and Sudan, and all the other countries torn apart by senseless violence. And we pray particularly for those in the Red Cross and other agencies that go into war zones to try and help, and themselves are targeted. And we pray for all the doctors and nurses in the bombed out hospitals working to their best ability with no medical aid, no electricity or water. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen and reigning Lord, on this day we pray for King Charles and Camilla as they continue their time in America. And we pray for the whole working family of the royals and pray that they all will be guided and strengthened by your Holy Spirit to serve the United Kingdom in love and service. We also pray for those in a position of leadership, especially our government, local government, and world leaders. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen and reigning, Lord, we pray for family and colleagues and friends, for neighbours and strangers, for those with whom we meet in our daily lives, in our community and our church. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen and reigning Lord, whose touch alone could heal the sick, hear our prayers for those who are ill, as we ask for your mercy to restore them to health. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for those whose hearts have been saddened by the death of someone close and dear to them, for members of our families who've died and whose anniversary we recall. Help us to experience the comfort of the Holy Spirit within us and the fellowship of the church family around us until we are reunited once more in that family mansion, which is your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen and reigning Lord, we thank you for showing us the way in human terms that we find easier to understand and which helps us to recognise all the wonderful things in your world for which we should be grateful. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with each one of you listening today and those that you love, and also with you. Amen. So we come to going out to serve the Lord. Faithful Lord, whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end, grant us the grace to trust you and receive the gifts of your love, new every morning in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you for being with me to share this act of worship this morning. On the notices, I will write it down. I'm doing next week's as well, so I will announce it properly next week. But we've got a real treat coming up for you. We've got a new organ coming, and an electric one for the time being, because as you know, we've got asbestos in the other one and we can't use it. So a new organ is coming, and we are having a special service. I think it's probably going to be a service of songs of praise in the afternoon, and we will be celebrating the new organ. We'll be celebrating Tyndale's 500th, and we will be celebrating with a cream tea. So we hope it's all going to be good weather. I'll give you the dates and the other details. I think we're celebrating something else as well, but I can't remember what it is. There's so much to celebrate in life, isn't there? We look at the bad things and we forget to celebrate for the good things. By the way, we're still collecting money for the organ, so if you're feeling a bit, you've got plenty to go around this month, then you can always buy a share in the organ. Right, bless you. I will see you next week. Bye.